law's been spied. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep through the night. Some people say lies, 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 but I say why? Why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? And in remembering a road sign, I'm remembering a girl when I was young. And they said these songs are true, these days are ours, these tears are free. Hey, the cross is in the ballpark, and the cross is in the ballpark. Had a lot of fun, had a lot of money. We had a little son we thought we'd call him Sonny. Sunny gets sunnier day by day, by day, by day. Well, I've been waking up at sunrise. I've been following the light across my room. I watch the night receive my day. Some people say the sky is just the sky, but I say, why deny the obvious, child? Why deny the obvious, child? Sonny sits by his window and thinks to himself, how it's strange that some rooms are like cages. Sonny's yearbook from high school is down from the shelf, and he idly thumbs through the pages. Some have died, some have fled from themselves, or struggled from here to get there. Sonny wanders beyond his interior walls, runs his hands through his thinning brown. Well, I'm accustomed to a smoother ride. Or maybe I'm a dog who's lost his pride. I don't expect to be treated like a fool no more. I don't expect to sleep the night. Some people say a lie is just a lie, but I say the cross is in the ballpark. Why deny the obvious, child?
Thursday night again already, and here we are. I'm Chick. I'm always here. Hot Stuff's always here. Riff's always here.
Not always.
You're almost always here.
Yeah, I guess.
Riff's always here.
Generally speaking.
Hot Stuff, why can't you be more like Riff? Riff's always here.
I tend to be awake during the day.
He's never too busy.
That's actually not true. Although, lately, I guess it is, more or less.
Riff doesn't climb nearly as many rocks as you do.
That's true.
KMD says you're supposed to say something, Riff.
Was I?
Yeah, I think he was checking levels. Hot Stuff's man in the cans.
Yeah.
Hot Stuff's potting us up and down.
We got it all under control.
I'm not, though. I'd basically just tell you to move your boom mic closer or further away from your face.
Because you're the boom king. Who's the boom king? Have you seen that?
No.
That's Flight a great
of the
Conchords.
It's pretty funny. Levels are good, KMD tells us.
All right.
But we already knew that. Because like Riff says, we got it under control.
It's possible that we're not even broadcasting.
KMD doesn't need to worry about
that's
shit.
That's always a thing.
Nah, because KMD can hear us.
Well,
KMD's pretending that he's a robot the same as me. I was pretending to be a drunk robot when I was taking the handoff. And he started, like, talking to me all in all caps like a robot. But then I was like, shut up, fag.
I am a drunk robot.
Yeah. And it's weird how much all caps just sounds like that. I think instead of looking on the internet at people typing in all caps and thinking of that as screaming, yeah. I'm just going to think of it as a drunk robot from now on. They're just saying that.
What about that that poor kid from Spellbound? He's a drunk musical robot.
Yeah. God damn.
He's just going to get beaten up so many times.
I mean, it kind of makes me wonder if that kid has already been beaten to death. Because I would probably kick that kid's ass if I was in a room with him. And that makes me sad. How far I have fallen.
This is kind of like some sort of boar with robotic legs, like RoboCop, but it's like RoboBoar.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm showing you a picture, which the
that's true. That makes
audience.
For good radio. You showing me a picture of something?
Well, come on.
You go showing me a picture of a pig?
We could do a live video, which would kill the old radio versions of us.
That's true.
But I don't know.
I don't think anybody would want to watch a video.
It would be so boring.
Although, I mean, apparently, I was going to say occasionally I could wave my wiener around. That would entertain the ladies at least.
Yeah.
And maybe then some of the fellas.
The police.
Yeah. Well, I don't. Do you think the police get involved if you show somebody your wiener on the internet?
I think it's possible.
I don't know.
They would at least tell you to not stand so close to them.
Mm-hmm. Would they? I couldn't think of the name. What's that police album that's all nonsense? Moniata Bontata or something?
I don't know.
Do, 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 do.
Yeah. We tried a different Mexican restaurant, different pitcher of margaritas. Hot Stuff insists that he's not drunk.
I don't think I am.
You're drunk.
I drove back.
Yeah, that doesn't mean you're not drunk.
I don't think I am.
There's not like some actual rule of physics that says you can't drive when you're drunk. There's just a rule of the police saying don't drive when you're drunk. You can do it anyway.
Yeah, but
as you just demonstrated.
I don't think I did.
Criminal mastermind.
I feel the slightest bit tipsy. We had like an entire pitcher, and I think it was just mostly ice is the problem.
You think?
Yeah.
I did order a pitcher of ice with a splash of margarita.
Yeah, that was not a wise choice in terms
that.
Of the inebriation.
Yeah. Boy, oh boy, do we get a lot of voicemails that aren't good enough to play on the radio.
Well, but that's okay. We just have to develop our quality filtration.
I like the voicemails that are just somebody playing music. I like the voicemails that are somebody like screaming really loud.
And by like you mean don't like?
No, I like them. I like them. I'm just not gonna.
You're not
I don't
gonna play
like
them.
I only like mountains. Did I tell you guys that story?
Sounds familiar.
There was a in the pretentious artist's wife's class. There was an autistic kid and. He was obsessed with mountains, and he could draw mountains. He could name any mountain, and he could just draw like a nearly photorealistic approximation of that mountain. And somebody asked him if he liked this girl, and he said, yeah, I like her. And they said, no, I mean, do you like her? And he said, no, I only like mountains. Which is just kind of the best possible answer to that question.
Yeah.
In fact, if anybody ever asks me that, I'm going to say... No, I only like mountains.
There are zero hits on Google for the phrase in quotes. I only like mountains.
Yeah, that's somebody really should somebody should write us. Somebody should write a song about it.
I know.
Like to hear it? Here it goes. So we could answer questions if we wanted. Does anybody have anything that they want to talk about?
Not particularly.
What have you been playing, Riff?
I'm still playing that Mario and Luigi.
Yeah.
Have you finished that yet?
I haven't. I'm.
He's red, green, colorblind.
Oh, wow.
You know what? Yeah, no. There are certain aspects of it that are a little trickier for me than they should be. Yeah, so many aspects of the game rely on you very quickly identifying something as either red or green. It's really not that hard. Although, a lot of the green kind of looks orange to me, but it's like being able to quickly identify red and orange is something that I'm good at.
I'm kind of wondering if... Because I've gotten... I think I'm nearing the end. I'm in, like, Peach's Castle, but I haven't gone to Bowser's Castle with Mario and Luigi yet, so I don't know if that's something optional that I should do now before I hit the end, or if I'm going to be railroaded there after finishing with Peach's Castle.
I wonder
if
when you go to Peach's Castle, one of your quests is to fuck the pain away. Because that Peach's, you know?
Yeah.
So I have just gotten to the part where you first get out, where Mario and Luigi get out. So it's like, and I was wondering as I walk through these zones, does Bowser eventually get the ability to jump, or how am I going to get up on top of this shit? But nope, I got to take Mario and Luigi out there.
White Bowser don't jump.
That's true. I'm still enjoying it.
Yeah.
I'm just playing it a little bit at a time. I don't know. I feel like I'm many hours behind you.
Mm. I've been playing it mainly like a couple hours at a time before I go to bed.
Yeah.
So.
All I've been doing before I go to bed is listening to the Idle Thumbs podcast back archive log. Somebody was surprised. They wrote in that they were surprised that I like the Idle Thumbs podcast because I don't like podcasts that are just a bunch of dorks laughing at themselves. But it's okay if they're actually funny. It is all right for them to laugh at themselves. Played that thing about Batman Begins was pretty funny. He found the cave underneath his house where the equipment's turned him into a completely different person.
Spider-Man.
And Dr. Jackstraw, the abnormal drugs smuggler.
I've been playing Rolando 2 and Geodefense Swarm, some iPhone sequels.
Been playing some Geodefense Swarm, yeah. Do you think Geodefense Swarm is really a sequel?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Given the fact that it has the same name and then a colon and then another
they released some new levels for Geodefense too that I was playing.
I finished all the easy levels in Swarm and I've been kind of too afraid to go further than that.
Yeah. I finally finished all the easy and all the medium.
Yeah, the medium I've got one left on medium.
Yeah. It was weird. I tried it 40 times probably before I finally just tried a different strategy and beat it. The hard ones are too hard. I just scored like 400 million points on the endless mode in medium, though. Got up to like wave 160.
Nice.
Yeah. And it wasn't what I thought. It wasn't those little pulsar dudes that killed me. It was like too many guys on the screen at once, and some of the like little Pac-Mans got through.
Really?
Or some of the stars, yeah.
Is there an endless mode for easy?
There is.
The very last level
is endless mode.
I may have to check that out.
I forget what it's called.
A lot of the easy levels, I wish that I had been able to continue them endlessly after having won them, because I had like this really nice setup and it was going really well, and then level's over.
Yeah. Some of the hard ones are easier than the medium ones.
Just in terms of the level design or figuring out the trick or whatever.
Yeah, figuring out the trick was the main thing. A couple of the medium ones, Nucleotide had me stumped for forever, and I had to end up looking like I didn't really look up a screen. I glanced at a screenshot of a winning board to kind of, you know, which I don't think I ever would have done what they did. I don't think I ever would have tried that.
Yeah, but there's probably another solution that would have worked as well.
Yeah, it's a good game though. Good game. The hex grid is an interesting take on the make your own path tower defense.
And all the different, like, the squares that make the things go faster or heal them or that they can move through but you can't build in. And
I wonder about an iPhone interface to like a desktop like miniatures game. If you could have like the whole hex map on your phone and like all the different figures and stuff like that and zoom, you know, pinch and zoom and stuff like that to get to the different figures, and it would just track all the stats.
Hmm.
Wonder if you could make
you could implement Fog of War.
Yeah, you could do all kinds of things. Yeah. And you could have a bunch of people with their phones all logged into a central server that would be tracking a game state.
So you're saying you're using the camera to look at the table and it's telling you where shit is?
Yeah.
Huh.
But everybody could have their own little armies and like, but you could actually be sitting at a table with a bunch of people, maybe even having some figures there, like, yeah, I don't know.
You wouldn't even necessarily need a central server because they could the phones could connect to each other with Bluetooth.
You could do that ad hoc Wi-Fi shit.
Yeah. As long as somebody was.
Speaking of which, Riff, when are we gonna play Space Hulk?
Oh, we can do it any old time. I played a game with Jenny the other night.
Oh yeah, is it fun?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Have they changed it? Is this like a reissue or is it a revision?
It is a reissue with, I believe they've added some stuff that previously was just in White Dwarf magazine.
I see.
And as far as I know, it's been a while, so I don't really remember if any rules have changed or not.
There's a lot of bits.
Yeah. They're really nice bits, too.
Are they?
And unfortunately, they're so nice that the board squares are not quite large enough for them.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Huh.
I need to get you guys to play a game of Puerto Rico. I didn't realize that neither of you had played before. Mm-hmm. It's a little frustrating that it takes a while to set up. The board takes like half an hour to set up.
Really?
Yeah, it's a lot of little bits of stuff. If just one person's doing it, it takes like half an hour. Especially the first time, there's a bunch of stuff to punch out and things.
We need to play more Betrayal, too.
Yeah, Betrayal's fun.
I need to get a copy of Betrayal for myself.
It's hard.
That's not hard. I bet eBay has one.
eBay probably does.
We should play some Robo Rally, too. That's a great game.
I don't think I've ever played Robo Rally.
That was,
It's fun.
The Magic the Gathering guy's first game, right?
Well, was it? Yeah,
it
might have been.
It was one of... I don't know that it was his first game.
First, I think it was his first.
Yeah,
his
one of his published early games.
I think it was his first.
Betrayal at House on the Hill. Whoop! $93 with 18 hours left.
That's not too bad, I guess. Because it's like about 40 or 50. Or it would have been 40 or 50 retail.
Yeah. But who knows?
Yeah.
What does OOP mean?
Out of print.
Out of print, I see.
I had to think for a long time. Somebody texted me with FML the other day, which I think means fuck my life.
I see.
But I couldn't figure it out for a long time.
The person who thought that LOL meant lots of love.
Yeah.
And then said, sorry to hear about your mother dying. LOL.
LOL. So great.
Yeah, the QFT took me a while to... I think I interpreted it the same way that you did.
As like a quit fucking talking kind of thing. Because like I would just see that in people being like... Oh. And that's all they would respond.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'd be like, oh, wow, they're just being like mean or whatever. But
that's funny.
It was actually the opposite of that. Yeah. So... there were... Like, I remember figuring out on my own... What Raffle meant. And I was like, I'm proud of myself for just deriving that based on context. So then I feel like I thought I had the superpower, and clearly I did not.
Josh Grimmer wrote into the Twitter, pirate walks into a bar with a steering wheel in his pants. Bartender asks him about it. The pirate says, yar, it's propelling me scrotum. All right.
Should we answer some questions?
Some quedit?
Questions.
Yeah. Tom M. Hickey says, now that it's over, can you tell us if there was any pattern to the times when the Rumble On event happened? Yeah, there was a pattern. I don't know what you mean. The actual like non-combat where stuff shook, that happened like... It just there was a percentage chance of it occurring every time you adventured, but then the monsters were just on a Feast of Boros style pattern. Josh Grimmer wrote, I just saw a Facebook ad selling competition grade Atlas stones. Not sure what separates them from practice or college level. I'm not sure what an Atlas stone is.
It's one of those events in the World's Strongest Man competition. It's like a set of different sized smooth stone balls that you have to put up on top of different heights of pillars.
Where cylinders? Was I? Was I? Did I go? I went with you to the cigar bar, and we were watching the World's Strongest Man competition. I remember once watching them being forced to carry giant metal silhouettes of Africa.
Huh.
Yeah. Rex Maxis says, Jick, I was wondering again about a full character paint in compact mode. Yeah! Go ahead and put that in, son of Radio To Do. It's grandson of Radio To Do now, and it needs to happen. Bob 33333 sent that. It was so adorable. It was his daughter's Kingdom of Loathing notebook.
I think it's a her. But you'll notice that I was gender neutral when I posted my tweet.
Why did I think that Bob was a guy?
It's hard to say.
Well, you know, Bob's your aunt.
Yeah. But I don't know. Because I'm not sure, I avoided using a gender-specific pronoun.
Clackling Row, going for some randomness this time. What's your favorite Disney movie? Fucking Tron. Like, without even thinking about it for even 1 second.
I don't associate Tron with Disney.
Yeah.
But if I had, like, so if I had to say it, it'd probably be Ratatouille.
Oh, okay.
Right? Like, that's,
I don't associate Pixar. Yeah,
I know, right? Like, Pixar. That's the problem.
If I had to say it, I would say Tron.
Yeah. But really? I would have never guessed.
If you include Pixar, I'd probably put The Incredibles.
You like The Incredibles better than Ratatouille?
I haven't actually seen Ratatouille yet.
You really
need
to.
I anticipate that I probably will, because I fucking love The Incredibles.
It's, I mean, it's very different. It's not, it's not nearly as goofy, but it's, yeah, I don't know. The Incredibles is pretty good. I like that a lot, too.
Ocarina Navi writes into the Twitter, "Hey, listen!" That's funny. This is just a Twitter account that replies to... So they've replied to The Onion, "Hey, listen." Jimmy Fallon, "Hey, listen." Felicia Day, "Hey, listen." I don't understand why I forgot that Felicia Day played KOL. You told me that she had played.
Yeah, when we when KOL I met her for, when I met her.
Yeah,
at Comic-Con.
But I didn't know who she was at that point, and then later on
that was the thing.
That
you,
was
you
the
had
problem,
no context.
Right? Yeah, and after I figured, like, and now I'm like pissed off that I never went up and talked to her.
Yeah. It's not like she's a player, but she definitely played for a while.
Okay, but it's it is a context, right?
Yeah,
it is a context.
She knew about us before I introduced myself as part of this endeavor.
I see, really.
Yeah.
Did she look at something on your shirt and say, "Hey"?
No. I gave her a copy of the Choose Your Own Adventure.
I see.
She was signing stuff, and I didn't actually have her sign anything.
I see.
Because I figure that's always got to be, that's got to be at least vaguely memorable. Like, yeah, I don't want you to sign anything. I just want to give you this thing. I don't actually like you, but you seem important because there's a line of people in front of you.
Yeah. So if you, like, wanted to hang out with me later, I might have time.
Yeah.
That would work. You should say that to her.
Yeah.
X-Tanstick says, "Hey, guys, just wanted to say, awesome, finally a chef staff made with the boner Dagon rib. Good to see you guys kept your word, because you said you would when chef staves were first implemented." I know, you know, chef staves are my temperamental artist project. Ah, that KOL notebook.
Until,
so cute.
Until we die, we have not necessarily broken any promises about the content that we'll add.
That's true.
Right.
Paul Beattie says, "Greatest and worst presidents of all time." I'm going to give a weird answer to this question and say that George Bush was both the greatest and the worst president we've ever had.
Really?
No.
Okay.
I feel like Ulysses
context?
S. Grant was like a terrible president, right? So like,
I mean, I kind of like Jimmy Carter, but he did a lot of stuff that was pretty unpopular.
I liked Clinton.
I kind of liked Clinton. But he also, like, did a lot of stuff behind the scenes that was not so cool.
Yeah, he got a blowjob from that almost attractive girl that worked in the White House. That was pretty shady. I think we should impeach him. Did you see that Boing Boing video of that, like, fat hillbilly dude yelling about how we ought to impeach Obama?
No.
Because he's pissed off as hell because he's banning his whiskey-flavored skull chewing tobacco.
Oh, wow. The fact that they are not banning menthols, I thought that was the whole point.
Obama smokes menthols.
Really?
Yeah. He's black.
Oh, man.
I think he does, though.
I'm not black.
No, he smokes menthols. Yeah, Riff's black.
Oh, wait, Riff smokes menthols?
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I thought that was the whole point. I really did. And the fact that they were excluded from the list, I was like, what?
I don't think it was the whole point. Like,
apparently.
I don't know.
Apparently
they don't.
Not. I didn't realize there were so many other, like, candy-flavored tobaccos out there.
They're really like an edge case for smokers. Like, really, it doesn't, you
that's
know.
That's what I don't, like, cloves and menthols are, like, the two flavored cigarettes I think of when I think of flavored cigarettes.
Yeah, and it's just kind of bullshit that they, I mean, that's the thing. Like, it's okay to ban cloves because, like, you know, the goth chick that works at Sbarro, there's no way that her, like, rich suburban parents are going to let her go to any protest rallies. You know, so just nothing going to happen there. Fucking cloves. You know, it pisses me off in the same way that all anti-smoking legislature pisses me off, right? Just the slow erosion of our freedom.
Alice Stone's art It's just a weird concept.
Speaking of erosion.
Like, why?
It must take them so long to find perfectly round rocks.
They might just use the same ones and just move them from competition to competition.
Mm. But if they sell them, they could just keep selling the same.
Well,
they could sell it, and then when you die of an aneurysm from straining yourself trying to lift
trying
it,
to,
they
trying to take
it,
them away. Yeah.
They take it and sell it to somebody else. Paul BD says, did you watch the Cleveland show, and if so, thoughts? No, but I kind of want to BitTorrent it now.
I don't even know what the Cleveland show is.
It was a spinoff of Family Guy.
Oh, like the Cleveland show.
Yeah. Paul BD says, I'm currently watching the movie The Edge. What do you think of this movie? I think it is a movie that I have never seen or heard of.
Yeah, I've not heard of it either.
Is it an ice skating movie?
Is it about U2?
Dude is such a jack-off.
Have you seen the trailer for the movie that's about...
U2?
No, it's about him, the guy from the White Stripes... And
yeah,
what's the third guy?
Is it Robert Plant or Jimmy Page?
Yes.
Yeah. It's either Robert Plant or Jimmy Page, whichever one of them is the guitarist.
I don't remember. I think so, maybe.
Okay, so The Edge was the movie with Anthony Hopkins and Alec Baldwin, where they're in a fighting a bear. I've never seen it. Ooh, Elle McPherson's in it as somebody named Mickey Morse. Is Elle McPherson still attractive?
I don't know.
Yeah, she looks like she's still pretty attractive.
It Might Get Loud is the name of the documentary. And who's Jimmy Page, The Edge, and Jack White. Yeah.
All right. I told Zara that we were talking about going to Columbus, and then he wanted to know what the rest of the sentence was. That was an entire sentence, though. There wasn't really any more to that sentence.
We're talking about it for the past, half hour.
Yeah.
Not
like
necessarily.
A half hour ago, we said, hey, we should go to Columbus.
Yeah.
Okay.
We haven't been in many years.
Yeah, that's true. Have you been? Yeah, you went to the first one.
First
Did
one?
Did we go to the first
maybe
and the
second
one?
One. Yeah.
You didn't go to the strip club with us because you're too gay.
Correct.
Nightmare went to the strip club with us because he's not gay enough.
You can take
the but the thing is, he just went because you were going.
Oh, I see. Would you? All right. The real bub says, testing her mom. You think that's the bub with a fucking Twitter account?
I think it's pretty funny if it is, because it's the real bub, which it's pretty funny.
I wonder if that implies there's already a the bub. I don't know. Every time I try to make the account Jick somewhere... and it's already taken, I'm tempted to be, the real Jick, but then I feel like nobody would believe me, so I just always make Jicklesby, or Jickington.
Well, see, that's the problem. Now you've given away that out loud,
yeah.
Yeah.
NC Sorcerer says, thanks for making me stay up all last night. I didn't make you stay up all last night.
You're welcome.
Well, did my only question is that because you were getting freaked out by the... creepy item of the month?
My only regret is that I have bonitis.
Yeah.
Watertail says, don't bother with the Cleveland show. It's somehow worse than Family Guy, even though it has a somewhat coherent story. I would say the fact that it has a somewhat coherent story is a fairly good clue as to why it would be worse than Family Guy. Alaril says, is there going to be a new set of legends, like the Boris Jarlsberg Sneaky Pete of our time?
If there were, you wouldn't know about it for 1,000 years.
That's true. Noah Namek says, what is your drinks of choice? Riff. What is your drink of choice?
What is my drink of choice? I guess Diet Vault.
I'm assuming...
I think he means
alcoholic. Yeah.
So Diet Vault and half Diet Vault, half some kind of faggy-ass wine cooler.
Gin and tonic or...
you like a Tom Collins every once in a while.
Yeah, gin and tonic or a Tom Collins or absinthe.
You like the absinthe, yeah.
Yeah.
I think I ran out of absinthe. I need to order some more.
I've been pretty happy with the limoncello that I made most recently.
Mm-hmm.
I've been ordering Long Island iced teas when I go to bars.
Yeah.
And, various flavors of beer.
Since I'm a guy with a penis, I like beer and whiskey.
So Boilermaker
mixed together.
Yeah. Beer with a shot of whiskey in it. And half milkshake.
I mean, I like beer. Mm-hmm. I like whiskey. I just, you know.
You don't like whiskey the way I like whiskey.
That's true.
You like whiskey, you just don't like whiskey. You that's only true. like mountains.
Also, you're not a true Scotsman.
That is also true.
What is it? What is true of a true Scotsman?
I don't remember. It's just that's the name of that logical fallacy.
The no true Scotsman. Pablobunk says, the radio host who interviewed Billy Bob Thornton was Jean Jomeski, formerly of Moxie Fruvus. Cool guy. I don't like him anymore now that I know he was in Moxie Fruvus.
I was reminded of... there was this program where every Moxie Fruvus show that you went to, you like earned a certain number of like Fruvus points, and you could redeem them for various things like, you know, merchandise or whatever. If you accrued enough of these points, they would actually write a song about you. And the first person who ever did it was a friend of mine at MIT. His name is Jared, and they actually had to write a song about him. So, it's kind of funny. But they were not around, I feel like, long enough to acquire enough fans with enough points for them to have a whole CD full of songs about their fans. So,
I'm going to read the transcript of one of the Google Voice voicemails.
Okay.
Hey guys, leave here first time. Caller, long time with her, and I know how. Lee is coming up so, and the okay good. Eileen trial is stories or casting thing. Well, talk about the yet.
Did you ever hear that old joke when the Apple Newton was around?
Yeah. How many Apple Newtons does it take to change a light bulb?
Yeah. 4, 1 for the lemons, Axe gravy soup.
I'm really curious as to what this voicemail actually says.
I mean, I'm sorry. I've got the gist of it, right? Like, first-time caller, long-time listener, first-time caller kind of thing. And then... I forget what it was. Like, you know, like, it seemed like pretty logical tone-wise.
It's probably like, hey guys, Gleebs here, first-time caller, long-time listener, and... I know Halloween is coming up.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. See, that's where I lost it. I was like, I don't know exactly what's
going on. So, and the okay, good Eileen trial is stories or casting thing. We'll talk about the yet.
You could just play the message.
Yeah, but then our listeners wouldn't be able to hear it.
Yeah, he has to download as an MP3 and then queue it up to play it on the internets.
Here's another one that says, hey guys, this is Dam. That's kind of funny.
Like the Hoover Dam?
Yeah. I just wanted to say thanks for the car in, which I think that's con. I had so much fun. My voice sounds like this now and has for about 4 days. I lost my voice from screaming so much in Phoenix. A lot of people lost their voice from screaming in Phoenix.
What were they screaming at?
I don't know. Ninjas? They had to keep screaming because you never know where they are.
Yeah.
So you need to make sure that they're going to hear you. There's darkness everywhere.
We thought of a kind of a clever theme camp for Burning Man, where you'd set up a pretty large camp and have it look very lived in, but not have a single person around there, and like you'd move stuff around like late at night or whatever, and you just have it be the ninja camp, as if they're there, but you just can't see them.
I see.
Yeah, it's funny and clever.
Then where would you stay?
You would maintain that and stay somewhere else entirely.
Where would you stay?
Where would I stay?
Yeah.
I don't know. Vegas?
Yeah. I'm definitely looking forward to not going to Burning Man this year. Jicklesby writes, I'm in her Twitter, stealing her username, just in case.
Wow. It's too easy to make a Twitter account. It's clearly the issue.
Robert Plant sent me a private message saying, hey Jake, I was wondering if I could run something by you. Maybe they heard me talking about them. I can't tell if Elle McPherson is still attractive or not.
Really?
How old is she? Why don't I have Wikipedia in the address bar on this? Why am I using Firefox 1.0?
Born in 63.
She doesn't look so good in that picture. in Aspen, Colorado in January of 2009.
I don't know. Just got the bug eye glasses on.
Yeah. I don't know. Everybody gets old, man.
Yes, unless you die young.
Oh, yeah. People try to put us down just because we get around.
Guys can sometimes age gracefully, though.
Yeah.
I mean, women can occasionally, too, but it's a lot more...
Every once in a while, you see a gilf. Or a g-gilf.
I don't know if there's any g-gilfs.
Or a g-g-gilf.
G-g-g-gilf! Gilf!
Are you being civil and ollie?
Yes.
I feel like it's not that hard for a 16-year-old to have a baby, and then for her 16-year-old baby to have a baby, and for there to be a 32-year-old grandmother that's still attractive, right?
Sure, but by that token, you could have then a 48-year-old great-grandmother.
Sure.
They're still attractive.
You know, it just gets less and less likely the more 16-year-olds are, you try to have make babies.
I can imagine a g-g-g-gilf.
Could you?
No.
Okay.
Not really. I mean, you know...
You've seen Harold and Maude, right?
Yeah.
All right.
She was not very attractive.
To you?
Yeah, I guess Harold thought so.
Yeah.
Maybe it was his obsession with death.
Oh, wow. I didn't even think of that as a... Like, her proximity was what actually was attracting him. And he didn't even realize it.
I think he did realize it.
No, because he didn't know.
That's why he kept making her lay in a bathtub full of ice before he fucked her. You thought he was stealing her kidneys, but that urban legend hadn't been invented yet.
Different thing entirely.
Yeah.
we're going to go to hell, I think, for all of our radio
MC
commentary.
Frontalot's going to go to hell for posting that tattoo on his Twitter. Did you see that?
I didn't know.
No, what was it?
I thought it was hilarious. Yeah, given his liberal sensibilities, I'm surprised that he would post this. It was a tattoo that he took a picture of that was a picture of the World Trade Center towers in flames with little stick figure dudes leaping off of them with the banner underneath, "It's raining men."
Oh my god. Wow.
And like, posting it on the internet is one thing, but imagine the dude who has that tattoo. Like, what is that dude like?
Mm.
No, it's funny, but... iClubU says, "Nightmare may look like Jick, but he sounds just like Riff on the radio. This really confused me until I remembered that Riff never talks." So, Riff is to talking what war is to changing? Riff. Riff never talks. We should get Ron Perlman to voice over our day-to-day work experience. Just, hey, Ron, could you just, like, narrate?
That would be awesome.
Zach went to the bathroom. I mean, Jick. DeMolidi says, "I was listening to the live broadcast, and it sounded great, but I didn't have enough time to finish. So when I listened to the podcast later, it sounded much worse. Can you put a higher quality recording into the podcast?" This is the highest quality recording that I have, brother.
Could you record it at a higher bitrate?
I could, maybe. Steel Clubber for Life says, "Why can't OO edit clan announcements?" Well, I don't want OO editing them, because you're going to make them all text message speak. God damn, I read more papers from high school students.
Yeah, that's just going to make you angry.
It really is. She told me not to do it. She was like, "Don't read those, Zach. I mean, Jake. It's just going to piss you off." And I'm like, they're right here.
I mean, pass.
They're right here, and there are words on them. I can't help it. So I read them, and fully 25% of them fucked up the T-H-E-I-R, T-H-E-R-E distinction. 25% of them had a lot as one word. Probably 50% used at least one U or R or N instead of and.
That just makes me ill.
Yeah.
Because those people are going to start working for Merriam-Webster one day, and they're going to be like, "Of course those are words."
I don't know, man. Do you think so? I feel like there are probably 17-year-old grammar curmudgeons now.
I don't know.
Right, and those are the people who are going to end up in charge of dictionaries.
All
right,
I'm going to look up the letter U.
Except for Urban
on dictionary.com. No, I'm not.
Hoopity says, "Oh God, I'm getting Rickrolled through the floor." Karaoke bar below my apartment. It's fine. Apocalypse Throb says, "One time a day chance at two prizes when it unjams. Isn't it a little silly for the Mr. Claw machine to suffer a catastrophic smoking failure every day someone uses it? Isn't it a little silly for a tome to magically allow you to summon snow cones every day?" Maybe that was a bad example. iClubU says, "Also, I think the Yellow Minute live show not surprising you if they would be on the radio is why most people at Con didn't like them." Now, you misunderstand what I'm saying. I didn't say it sounded like top 40 shit. It just sounded like real music by professional bands.
What did?
The Yellow Minute show.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know why everybody was hating on Yellow Minute. iClubU says, also, "Why do you still think I'm a dude? You keep saying he." I don't know why this dude thinks I think he's a dude.
It is a little weird the way that you call everybody dude.
Do I?
Yeah.
Are you sure, dude?
No.
You're not cooking.
Yeah, dude.
No. No, and M says, "Now I want a skill called hair so I can perm it." The skill called hair would allow you to, experience the dawning of the age of Aquarius. I don't know anything else about hair. I've never seen the musical. I've never seen a musical.
One of the characters is from Manchester, England, across the Atlantic Sea.
Oh yeah, Manchester, England.
He's a genius.
Is that what it says? Are you actually singing songs from Hair?
I am quoting songs.
You're quoting songs from Hair.
Yeah.
Chadomancer says, "Hey guys, any possibility of putting a warning for when you're about to overdrink? I hate accidentally having one too many cocktails on a day I mean to ascend." Probably could do that.
Huh. This drink will make you overdrunk.
Yeah. I think people would just ignore it, or it would piss people off who already know.
People would want to be able to turn it off in the account menu.
Yep. And I think one more thing added to the account menu is going to make it collapse into its own asshole.
Oh, yes.
Why did we give the account menu an asshole?
Yeah.
I told you that I didn't really feel like that was a good design decision.
I feel like every web page needs its own asshole, though.
You think?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm the asshole for this one. Kiltan says, "Do the bounty / goatlet thing with lobster frogmen." I don't know what you mean by that.
Bounty goatlet thing.
Riff, do you understand that?
What was it?
Kiltan writes, "Do the bounty / goatlet thing with the lobster frogmen." Oh,
he wants
the counter.
Yeah, the counter.
That tells you how many.
Right.
All right. iClubU. Man, this dude just keeps sending in questions. I thought you'd get a kick out of this, and it's a story sent into mylifeisaverage.com.
What is it about?
Well, I read it earlier, and now I can't get it to load. I don't know if mylifeisaverage.com is like the like a response to fmylife.com. fmylife.com is entertaining sometimes.
Goldash.
Sorry about the yawning. Goldash wrote, "New season soon? This week? Also, please make the item of the month not Ascension relevant." The next one, I mean. Okay, done. And, New C-Zone, yeah. I think we're going to try and roll it up Monday.
Yeah.
That is our goal.
Monday night.
I don't know. Got tomorrow to work. I hope that I don't still feel like I was useless today.
You played a lot of iPhone game.
I did play a lot of iPhone game. You know what? Based on hearing them talk about it on the Idle Thumbs podcast, I picked up that Spider game, The Secret of Bryce Manor. It's actually pretty fun.
I told you about it.
You have it?
Yeah.
You told me about it?
Yeah.
I didn't listen when you told me.
I know.
I never do.
I know.
I never listen to things that you tell me. Unless a stranger
pretty
on a podcast
much.
Tells me about it, I'm like, you know what, whatever.
Oh, that's how I can get through to you.
Yeah. What else had you told me about that I didn't download for forever? Oregon Trail? You were like, the load times are great!
No, I don't know. Oh, the Evolution, Space Invaders Evolution or whatever.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Had you downloaded that?
I told you about it, but I didn't download it. I was waiting for the price to come down.
I see. I don't remember how much it was when I bought it.
$4.99.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like I would spend $5 on that.
Maybe $3.99, but...
Are you sure it wasn't negative $1.99?
I'm pretty sure.
Because sometimes there are games that they actually pay you to download.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Which ones are those?
I'm not telling you.
Okay.
Because if it gets out, they'll
That's
stop
true.
Doing it.
That is know? True.
All right, so this was the story. Today I came home to my mom scowling, my dad smirking, and my little sister grinning. Apparently, my sister got into a fight with a fellow fifth grader, saying that the Beatles pwned the Jonas Brothers. My sister and the girl argued until my sister tackled her while yelling, "I am the walrus, goo goo gajoob." I have never before felt like such a positive influence on my siblings. Goo goo gajoob.
Yep.
Pac-Man Disser 77 wrote a PM to me, which normally I wouldn't write it, but Pac-Man Disser 77 is kind of a funny name. I wonder if he was born in 77 and he's always talking shit about Pac-Man. Regarding the custom avatar form, how long does it usually take for an order to be processed? We've been pretty on top of things, right? We've been caught up within a month, every month, for the last 6 months, right?
Yeah. There might have been like a gap around Comic-Con or something, but that's the only time I could imagine.
Simeons, God, why am I yawning so much, and why do I have a headache, and why was I so tired all day?
You're making me yawn.
I know. Maybe I should not go to the bar tonight. No, that's crazy talk. In fact, I'm going to go to the bar and do the rest of the show from the bar. Let's do it. On-site cast.
How much is too much to pay a stripper?
For what?
I don't know. I had some JDs ask the question. I'm assuming you're at a strip club and they want to provide some sort of dance, lap dance for you or something.
I mean, I would say that, like, places that have, like, $20 lap, I feel like $20 is pretty standard for a lap dance.
Because you want to give them a single bill, right? Like, isn't that...
Well, I mean, when you get a lap dance, they just tell you how much it is afterwards, right? And then you don't have to give them a single bill,
oh.
Right? So, yeah, like, I don't know, $20 is what a lap dance costs by default. And then if she's, like, good at it, I'll give her another 20.
That's crazy, man.
Well, because then she gets that. I feel like the tips are... I don't know.
Doesn't she want you to buy her $1,000... bottle of champagne?
I don't think so. I never went to the champagne room. There's no sex in the champagne room. There's no champagne in the sex room, and I don't like champagne that much, so I think I'd rather go to the sex room.
What about the mimosa room?
Watertail says, "Hey guys, I'm a 16-year-old grammar curmudgeon, if that helps. I, like, yell at people for making those mistakes." I am sure, Watertails, that you are super popular. But thanks for taking one for the team.
Yell at people.
That's fine though. That's how I would write that.
No, it's but the use of like in that context is. I'm assuming.
Okay,
it was
the thing
ironic.
Is, he's writing it conversationally, but he is using punctuation to express how it would sound if you were saying it conversationally. Like I think
oh,
that's
I see.
Totally, but like
I didn't actually read it.
I mean, that's the way that we write in the game.
Hey guys, yeah.
Hey guys, I wanna dress up for Halloween as a haystack. I'll be in a hey guys.
You could do a.
And I could thank people for breaking my cow lamp.
I always like to do the Halcyon Days DAZE versus DAYS.
Mm-hmm. You're right. Oh, because Halcyon is like a drug.
And also it's
yeah. Young. No, I understand the Halcyon Days of youth. Right?
Yeah.
Let us. Go then, you and I. Is that no more Twitter questions? Rex Maxis says, "I hear you give relationship advice. Well, my girlfriend doesn't want to make out anymore. Help. Maybe you should get better looking."
Man.
Hell, I don't know. Get a new girlfriend.
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing that the girlfriend probably wants to make out, just not with
just
you.
Not with you. Yeah.
Yeah. So you could also be someone else.
That's true. You could put on a disguise, or you could grow a mustache.
Yeah.
But saying grow a mustache was kind of like saying get better looking.
What if you could wear a schoolgirl outfit?
Yeah. Maybe it turns out she's experimenting with lesbianism or Lebanese-ity.
Some sort of Lebanese blonde.
RDFM says, hey guys, love the show. Did I hear you guys say you'd be taking phoned-in questions at some point? Will there still be a 200-character limit? What do you think the ratio of actual questions to random mashups of banana phone will be?
So far, the actual questions are few and far between.
Yep. Bum Cheek City says, will there be anything more to buy with Lucre than there is now? I don't know, man.
I can imagine a couple of things.
Can you?
Yeah.
I can't. I can't imagine a single thing. Period.
A half-price tome that costs twice as much mana and only works half the time.
Oh.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. Sure. That seems like a fantastic idea. I'm going to do one of those music break kind of things. I'm going to do 3, 5, 4.
That's a terrible haiku.
Yeah. All right. We'll see you guys in a bit.
Pull it tighter and tighter until the moon. That's worth some when you think about it. That is worth some money. That's worth some when you think about it. That is worth some money. A trip to the market, a trip into the pearl gray morning sunlight that settles over Washington. A trip to the market, a trip around the world where the evening meal is negotiable if there is one. This is a lonely, lonely, lonely life. Sorrows everywhere you turn. And that's worth something when you think about it. That is worth some money. That's worth something when you think about it. That is worth some money. We'll be right back.
And we're back, and just as enthusiastic as ever.
you've had a bit of an enthusiasm trouble today.
Yeah. A dearth.
Mm-hmm.
I've been kind of a dud. I've been a dearth dud.
Wow.
People talk about you.
And you're... cosmic mix-up downstairs.
Do me wrong. Watertail says, maybe yell wasn't quite as accurate as get indignant. Indignant. An indictment. Indignant. But that's hard to conveniently Twitter. Twitter is hard. Let's go shopping. Ihod Sejides says, hat pants?
I don't get it.
Riff, do you get it?
No.
You don't get hat pants?
Nope.
Okay. I guess... Let's see. Fomar0153 says... 153. Yeah, right. Is there anything new planned for the Store of Loathing? Maybe another Tiny Plastic series? I don't want to make any more Tiny Plastics.
I believe that Scully answered some of these questions.
Did he?
Yeah.
This came in on the 28th.
Yeah.
They came in on Monday.
Yeah. Before the show.
Were you listening to the show?
I read the transcript.
Oh. Jade Dragon Piece says, solution to beer lenses. Everybody gets the first set on the first turn in the tavern, and they cost 5 drunkenness. Now everyone is equally fucked. That is the kind of thing we would do. Popplebunk says, oh, I want to thank you for introducing me to Limoncello, and curse you for introducing me to Limoncello. I've never found it to be something that needed to be cursed. You ever got too drunk from Limoncello?
I never have. I mean, it's... I feel like you're pretty self-moderating when you know how much labor is involved in making it.
you think?
I mean, I've never gone overboard with it. I tend to want to savor it.
Fineldar says, I found a very odd bug with mall management, and I know it sounds like user error, but it's not. When you set prices in the manage prices, it will randomly strip a zero off the end. I know it's not me, because after I accidentally put another thing out for tenfold less than I wanted, and luckily noticed it before it could be bought, Firefox say... Say! Fineldar, I think Firefox said, that's user error.
Yeah, that's...
You dummy.
That cannot be a rampant problem. And it also doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I don't even know how that could... potentially happen.
If you're putting
it might be a problem.
Commas or something, it's possible Firefox that they're truncating instead of stripping out or something. Like,
yeah.
But
it's certainly not something that I think could happen on our end.
Yeah.
Error11 says, how much meat is sunk into the MMG's 0.1% tax each day? He actually says comma 1% tax.
Well,
meaning
that's
he's a Brit.
I was going to say, that's a regional difference.
500 billion kilometers worth of meat.
Yeah, but now you have to do conversion of meat into length.
Yeah. What did I asked you something yesterday. I asked you how tall something was, and you told me in meters. I'm like, what the fuck?
Which made perfect sense, because the particular thing that was important to be measured was a
meter
rope.
Stick?
A rope, which is measured in meters.
Okay. Listen, retard. Do you just not know how to communicate with people? Like... I don't care
how high something is if I tell you it's 60 meters.
If the
tall.
Stick that you use to measure distances between two McDonald's is a stick that is 1 furlong long, if I ask you how far it is to McDonald's, I don't want to know it in fucking furlongs. I want you to tell me in a unit of measurement that I actually use.
Are you saying you don't use meters?
No.
No, you're not saying that?
I don't use meters for anything ever.
I don't believe you.
Okay, name one thing that I use meters for ever.
Rhymes.
One non-smart-ass dumb joke thing that I use meters for.
I'm sure there are plenty of things that are not coming to mind. Mm-hmm. My brain pan. My mind grapes.
Where is that from?
30 Rock.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why did you watch every 30 Rock?
Just the first two
seasons.
In one
day.
The second season was really short. It was only 15 episodes.
Mm-hmm. So it was only 7.5 hours of television?
It wasn't even that long.
Watched in one day.
Five or 6 hours.
Savaloy says, why should I go to somebody's funeral if they're not going to go to mine? That's kind of funny. I find it truly amazing that all the beautiful girls that message me when I sign into a free porn site are from my hometown. What are the odds?
That is just blatant lying. And nobody gets in trouble for just lying. It's just not illegal to lie.
I mean, those emails that you get, that they can't really make your dick bigger.
I thought there was an actual, like, FDA-approved penis enlargement drug.
Dick beginning?
Because there's, like, stuff that's sold at, like, the cash register.
Walmart.
Places. Yeah. It's weird.
They all probably have tiny, tiny fine print on every pill.
Makes your vision worse.
Yeah, for entertainment purposes only, not guaranteed to have any at all effect.
Doxit says, hey guys, could you up your game a bit art-wise? I've been drawing custom avatars for a while now, and it would be easier if I didn't have to suck as bad. Hoopity says, I tried many versions of the phone number on Twitter, but I can't quite figure out how numbers work. Well, that's the first test for whether or not you can leave us a voicemail. Figuring out how to dial it.
I don't think you can make phone calls with Twitter as part of your other problem.
Mendin says, why do chat effects occur less and less often the more different ones you have on? I like to have a lot on for amusement's sake, but they rarely activate. The code for those is weird. because like one will only activate if the other doesn't. So I don't know what that does. If you have like a list of 10 things, each of which has a 1/5 chance of occurring, and if it doesn't occur, it falls through into the second one, and if that doesn't occur, it falls through into the third one. Like, I feel like you end up not seeing the 10th one very often at all.
Well, do you... That's the question. Do you, do you roll each one in a particular sequence each time, or does it...
It checks for them in an order, and I think it only lets one chat effect fire at once.
Huh.
So, yeah, I don't know. You know, it was the kind of thing that it wasn't... Like, if it was a real game thing, it would be important enough to spend some time making it fair. But... It's not, so I didn't, and I won't. SF Warlock asks Scully if there's any full name that cannot be improved by changing the middle name to Motherfucking.
Hmm.
I knew this guy named...
Whistler's Motherfucking Mother.
Seriously is awesome. So, like, if his name were changed to Seriously Motherfucking is Awesome...
Yeah, that doesn't work.
Yeah, that would... That seems like it'd be unpleasant. For him, at least. A guy named Serious Diarrhea. Serious Diarrhea was a character that didn't last very long in the Harry Potter universe.
I think they'd, when they came over on the boat, they would have changed their name to, like, Diorama or something.
Huh. I've been seeing all those... God damn. Sorry, public... About the...
You gotta stop yawning. It's making everybody else yawn.
I can't. It's only you. You're not everybody else. Stop being so self-important.
Because I can't see you yawning. I think that makes a difference.
I've been seeing all these tilt shift videos on Boing Boing. Did you ever do any tilt shift photography?
A little. Photographer? Yeah.
Was it cool? Did you make people look miniature?
No. Oh, they're using tilt shift lenses to make people look small?
Well, it makes it... It doesn't make them look small. It makes it look like it's toys.
Yeah, it makes the landscape and everything look like models.
I guess I'd need to see what you're talking about.
It's on the internet.
Yeah, because a tilt shift lens just lets you, like...
It just gives you a very small area that's in focus, right?
No. Well, it can. It can reduce the...
It's like a narrow depth of field, right? Like...
I mean, it can... Like, that's not the primary thing is to adjust the what's perpendicular.
So you can take a picture of an entire building.
You can take the picture of a front of a building where all the lines are square.
If you just type tilt-shift into Google Images, it gives you a ton of them.
Yeah. If you take a picture of like a circus with this thing on, it makes it look like a toy circus. And if you do a video, it makes it look like a animation of little miniature video toys.
Oh, because you're getting what they're doing is the plane of focus is not perpendicular to the film anymore. And that's something that is a very subtle effect that a lot of people... It's not that it's necessarily making it narrow or wide or whatever. It's just that by adjusting the plane of the lens, the plane of focus is no longer perpendicular, or sorry, no longer parallel to the film.
Mm-hmm.
So the depth of field goes through sort of in a diagonal angle, and you can adjust how that goes through. So you can do some really kind of cool things where you could have somebody like in the back, somebody in like the background, and somebody in the foreground both be in focus, and then like in a diagonal line.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes in advertising photography, you'd see it, and it would, because they'd be able to highlight two objects in a scene just by them being crisp when everything else would be out of focus, but it would just sort of gloss over because you wouldn't necessarily realize that that's what they were doing.
I feel like filming with that combined with removing frames makes real scenes look like stop motion with miniatures.
Huh.
And it's kind of cool. I saw like some dude, there was a video of some dude getting washed away and then rescued with a helicopter. And then there was a like this Disneyland video that was linked to today on Boing Boing. Pastangum says, why would the Soft Green Echo eyedrop antidote be in consumables in the all-purpose cleaner and miscellany if they serve basically the same purpose? I don't know, because somebody wanted the Echo antidote eyedrops to be in consumables a long time ago, and we were like, okay.
Yeah, we capitulated on a lot of that stuff.
Shop Troll says, any recommendations on TV shows to watch this season? I would still go back and watch Deadwood. I would recommend watching Arrested Development again. I don't know if there's any new TV that I care about at all. We need to watch the third season of Weeds.
We do.
I think I've got it here. We should watch it all tonight after the radio show. I think I'm just going to pass out after the radio show. Might not even go home. Might just pass out wherever I'm standing. And just sleep standing up all night long. What do you think?
That honestly doesn't look to me like it's miniatures. I get the idea.
Why do you have to be an asshole? Why do you just have to be a dick about everything? Why can't you just say like, oh, that's cool, even if you don't really think it's cool?
It's just because every picture you've ever seen of models is done with a macro lens, which has just a ridiculously narrow depth of field. And so you see a narrow depth of field, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden you're like, oh, that must be miniatures. It's like animated movies needing to have lens flare. Like, it's just, doesn't make any sense.
I know it doesn't mean anything, but it's cool.
Yeah.
I mean, life doesn't mean anything, but it's still cool.
Yeah.
Right?
If you hadn't seen pictures of miniatures before, you wouldn't look at that and think, oh, miniatures.
Okay.
But
if you'd never seen a duck before, you wouldn't look at a duck and think, hey, that's a duck. That doesn't mean that somehow the experience of looking at a duck is, like, hollow. Oh, man. I remember back when we had that cabin and looking at a duck hollow.
I'm trying to explain why I'm indignant about this.
You don't need to. I can explain it in three words. You're a dick.
Does using a contraction count as a single word or like one and a half words?
Okay. Sorry, four words. You're a pedantic dick. I get it. I get it. It is... it's... I understand what your objection is. I really do. I think. Maybe not. Maybe you should explain it to me.
Well, so the duck thing, right? Like, you've never seen a duck before. And you see a picture of it, and you're like, oh, I see. That's like a cat that's walking on its hind legs and wearing a strange orange face mask, right? And you're like, no, that's not it at all, actually. But because that's your only context, that's what you think of it as. And like, no, that's you're just wrong, right? Like, that's where I'm coming at it from. You know? Does that make any sense?
Okay, I understand that when you look at miniatures, it does not actually look like these tilt shift videos, right?
No.
When you've seen videos in the past of, like, Sesame Street videos of stop motion with miniatures have looked like that in the past.
Yeah.
And so this is a technique for making real life look like something that we associate with a specific kind of fakeness.
Right.
But that in and of itself is cool. It doesn't need to be real. It doesn't need to be similar to that by a process that I don't understand, that is mysterious, in order for me to like think that it looks cool.
No, I'm not disagreeing that it doesn't, like, I guess it's the notion that it makes it look like this thing, right? But this, I don't know what I'm like.
You don't even understand your own objections anymore.
I do. Like, you put a sweater on a dog, and it's like, oh, you put a sweater on a dog, and it makes it look like a person. You're like, no, just because it's wearing clothes doesn't... I mean, I see what you're saying there, but it still looks, it just looks like a dog with a sweater, really, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're saying it doesn't look like miniatures? It's just that everyone thinks that it looks like miniatures, and you don't believe the perception is reality. You don't believe the perception creates reality.
What my objection is that if you hadn't seen pictures, like if you showed this to somebody and was like, hey, doesn't this look like miniatures, and they hadn't seen photographs of miniatures before, I don't think they would understand what you're talking about.
Sure.
Right. And that just seems weird to me that it's enough, there's been enough like a saturation of pictures of miniatures
Right, but okay. I mean, if you said, hey, look at this picture of a cute cat to somebody who doesn't know what a cat is, and they say, a cute what? That's not your fault. That doesn't make the cat not cute. It doesn't make it somehow wrong for you to hand them a picture of a cat. Say, hey, look at this cute cat.
You bastard.
Yeah. You insensitive clod. How dare you? My mother was murdered by something that may or may not have been a cat. And I've never wanted to know for sure. The more pictures people show me of cats, the closer I get to solving this mystery against my will.
But then you went down into your basement and you turned into a totally different person.
Yeah, the equipment's made me into a totally different person. Mega Man Rock says, just a suggestion, but can some mid-level chef staffs be introduced to compete with Black Kettle? Something that involves pulverized but doesn't require upgrading an existing staff? At the moment, it seems you have to make the Teapot Tempest to be able to have the only mid-level chef staff, Black Kettle. And that is optimal no matter what skills you have permed. Huh. I guess I can see wanting a mid-level chef staff that you can make with pulverize. Can the other ones be made in run at all? I mean, I know that there was a problem with you not being able to make any chef staffs as a vanilla Postmancer, right? Because you had to have pulverized permed, but, like, somebody with a lot of skills that's playing as a Postmancer, do they even make chef staves?
In a run?
Yeah.
I don't know. The vanilla ones get some use in, like, Bad Moon.
So, this is... That's clearly not what they're talking about.
Right. But I don't know. In Hardcore, it's possible that some of the other ones get used. It's just hard if they like require, you know, wads and stuff like that. You don't get a lot of spare ones.
Hoopity says slash updates is plural and slash trivial is singular. Yeah, it's okay. Grimtooth says introduce a multi-pulverized list. It can be capped at 11 like most lists. It could be film at 11 like most local news. I don't know. Ask Uncle C.D. Moyer. Maybe he'll do it for you. Rom Butt says, on a very old radio show, you mentioned the possibility of unlockable titles. Is that going to happen sometime? Also, a game shop opened in my town recently, and I want to know what cool games I should try. I've already played Settlers of Catan and Carcassonne. I don't really like Settlers of Catan, and I don't think that I like Carcassonne either.
I like Carcassonne pretty good. I'm pretty indifferent towards Settlers.
I've only played the Hunters and Gatherers version of Carcassonne.
I've got the big box, which has basic Carcassonne plus bazillions of possible expansions that you can play in any combination.
I feel like Race for the Galaxy is another game that I don't like, because I feel like...
Man, don't let Mr. Mag hear you say that.
Yeah, I know. I think I told him. I was like, I hate this game, and you're gay. Then he got mad at me. I think I hurt his feelings. He's married with kids, but then again, so am I. No, I'm not. the problem that I have with Settlers of Catan, this is the same as the problem that I have with Race for the Galaxy, is that not only am I no good at it, I understand it so little that I don't feel like I could ever be good at it.
I feel like if you play Puerto Rico a couple times, and then you go back and you play Race for the Galaxy, you'll be like, oh, now I understand this game, because it's sort of a simplified version of Puerto Rico.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
So it sounds like I won't like Puerto Rico.
I'm a little worried about it.
Are you?
Yeah. It's not particularly complicated, but
is your brow furrowed?
There's clearly...
With worry?
There's clearly some different
approaches sleep?
And strategies.
Are your stools looser than they should be because of the excess anxiety?
Okay, what? Have you been using some sort of X-lax anti-anxiety drug?
No. Like, you know. Anxiety.
Lexapro.
Okay.
That's pretty funny.
I've actually, I've ordered some of the new Tlilaxatives from Ix.
I thought Lexapro was pretty funny.
It was. So was my Dune joke. Only not really. Is Lexapro an antidepressant?
I think so, right?
That's not anti-anxiety, though. It's antidepressant.
Sure. Maybe it's it might be anti-disestablishmentarianism.
Dion says, suggested new cocktails. Zombie, orange plus bottle of rum. Rob Roy, whiskey plus bottle of fine wine. Rob Zombie, Rob Roy plus orange or zombie plus fine wine.
Lexapro is depression and anxiety.
Wow. So it gives it the old 1-2 punch. The old double deuce. How can you be depressed and anxious?
How come we haven't ever mixed up a big bowl of 1-2 punch?
Like poop and pee?
God!
I mean, I know why I haven't. It's because I have no interest in drinking a big bowl of poop and pee. You see?
Lexapro's, like, medical name is a skitalopram.
A skitalopram.
Wow. Yeah.
So
that sounds
like a baby carriage filled with candy.
I was gonna say like a Welsh town.
You know, Welsh towns have way too many letters for the way that they're pronounced, pretty much universally. Like a bunch of extra L's and W's and stuff.
The misanthropist says, I went to the optometrist's office a while back, and the guy said I had a freckle on my iris. I don't know what that meant, but I guess they exist.
On your iris?
Also says, how is Dollhouse? I've heard good things, but reading the plot on Wikipedia seems like a good idea that could never be pulled off. Have you guys seen it? Recommendations? Have you seen any of it, Hot Stuff?
Nope. Not a single.
Have you seen any of it, Riff?
Nope.
Wow, so we don't know a goddamn thing about
Scully
Dollhouse.
Scully has seen it.
Yeah.
All pretty, he bought the first season DVD, at least.
I'm continuing to make it through Buffy. I watched a couple more episodes.
Did you?
Yeah. Almost done. It's all seventh season and shit.
How are you finding the seventh season?
I don't know.
Has Felicia Day made her appearance yet?
No.
Okay.
No. There is, like, there seems to be stuff going on with girls in the world, but that's all I know.
Okay.
Glebe says, thanks for the amazingly fast implementation and distribution of the costume party rewards, Jick. Yeah. I was on the ball yesterday.
What about the LARP rewards?
I don't know what to give people for the LARP.
How about an in-game, real-life in-game item?
Okay. A foam core. Maybe like a foam core trophy.
Yeah, that'd be kind of funny.
That'd be kind of funny.
Foam core is like a brand name.
Is it?
Isn't it?
I don't know. Doesn't seem like it. We should add a foam core ascension, which is you have to do the 1-12 quests in LARP form. Yeah, I totally ascended foam core.
That'd be hard.
It would be.
Then you could do like a Teflon foam core where you didn't actually touch anything, but you did everything with...
You did everything with a spatula.
Spatula,
and
yeah.
A frying pan. Lady Oolong says, at some point in the process of working on the Nemesis quest, how about an ultimate boost for the legendary epic weapon that makes it actually epic in the Naughty Sorceress fight plus Aftercore?
There's another tier.
Yeah.
Coming.
There's another tier coming out of that Indian's eye because you threw a styrofoam burger box out onto the highway. Remember when burgers came in styrofoam clamshells?
I do.
I don't, actually.
And the McDLT.
No.
Had the double-sized one.
The McDLT?
Yep.
What is that? That was like diarrhea lettuce and tomato. What did you mean when you said 1-2 punch, if not?
I don't know what it would have been. What would have been in it, but that would have just been the name of it.
Really?
We could have put whatever we wanted in there. Not poop and pee, because Jesus, man.
That's kind of funny, though.
I mean, yeah, no, I get that. Like, but no.
Sorry, guys, I gotta go make a batch of 1-2 punch.
I guess that could become the new "gotta drop the kids off at the pool."
Yeah, I gotta drop the kids off at the pool and then pee in it. No, wait, I gotta drop the kids off at the ool. Yeah. That's Yar says, showing your permanent skills that you can't use because you're in bad moon doesn't show Mr. Skills. Really? Also, could you make it so you can see what familiars you have that you can't access in bad moon? Maybe a grayed out section of your terrarium. And then it says, make Seal Clubbing Frenzy let you deal more damage against Infernal Seals. It does technically let you do a little bit more damage against them by giving you one extra muscle.
Yeah.
Peepopo says, not sure why you guys are being such monks about dual-wielding offhands. I can't imagine why you wouldn't want me shield-butting the fuck out of everything with my Pilgrim Shield and Brimstone Bunker. Jeez, guys. Disco Daryl says, what is the effect the Tussin do? Ironically, it allows you to dual-wield offhands. It's just that no one has ever tried it. Pubblebunk says, a new palindrome, or old, a beer for kings called Regal Lager? That has come up.
Yeah.
Hoopity says, normalmente no dibujo personajes muertos con algunas cosas en sus ojos, pero cuando lo hago, prefiero usar dos X. Note, that joke is somewhat ruined by dos X literally translating to 2X, not 2Xs. Okay, so that's a joke. So, normally, dead people don't have things in their eyes, but when something they prefer to use 2Xs.
I'll go when I have. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's kind of funny.
What does dibujo mean? What is?
I don't know. But so normally people don't have two things in their eyes, but when they do, they have two. That's kind of a funny. That's kind of a funny joke, right?
Because it's about Dos Equis
and dead two, people having X's for eyes. Yeah.
I'm gonna put that in a babblefish and see what the fuck. Spanish to English. Normally, non-drawing personages died with some things in its eyes, but when
no,
I do
drawn.
It, I prefer to use 2X. That wasn't real. Huh. I'm being given the opportunity to be a woman seeking a man in my area by the ad on here. That's not what I want. Rickett says, please have Hot Stuff animate the Primitive Radio Duds tattoo. I don't even remember what it is.
Oh. Because the Radio Duds tattoo is animated.
Yeah, but is the Primitive one supposed to be animated? I think it's just like a musical note.
It could be some shit.
I don't know, man.
I'll put that on my list of things to write down.
Dread Pirate Roberts 1 says, hi, Jick et al. Just a small bug for you, but I think it's something you guys like to fix. If you have a familiar that you have named the same as the familiar name, i.e. I have a Kokobo called Kokobo, then the / fam Chakman cannot handle it. You get the message, too many familiars might match. Please be more specific. Kokobo, Kokobo. Not a big issue, but you know. Yeah. That should be fairly easy to fix. Urutsini says, could Bird Rib and Lion Oil be in a zap group, please?
No.
Ziggy Zagnut says, hey guys, is there any stat/adventure bonus from drinking corpse drinks on the holiday or Feast of Boris food on Feast of Boris? If not, there should be. They're good enough anyway. Callow10 says, Beelzebozo and or level 11 bosses should have special mind control device drops like the other bosses. Stupid mind control device. Stupid. Spending all his time on stuff, and then Dev's all like, you're an idiot, Jake. You're stupid. What are you trying to accomplish with this, you stupid idiot? We don't like anything. That's what my life is like, buddy. I tell ya. I get no respect. Is it true that Emo Phillips and Judy Tenuta dated?
I don't know.
Because, god damn.
Who's Judy Tenuta?
She was in 88. They later divorced. He remarried his ex-wife in 2000. This is a ridiculous. In 1988, Phillips married comedian Judy Tenuta, another entertainer with an offbeat comic persona. The couple later divorced. He remarried his ex-wife Carmi in 2000. It doesn't say when he married his ex-wife Carmi.
Maybe they don't know.
How could Wikipedia not know? Wikipedia knows everything. Gugu says, here's an idea that would be pretty useful. Have a favorite section, like the new inventory section, except for items in the mall. When you load the mall, it will show you the 5 lowest prices of your current favorited items. Huh. Once we have magic lists in place of items...
That's true.
We could do that.
That's interesting.
Yep. Uh, Magic 2729 says, "Hey JNS, I don't feel the recent updates thing is necessary, but I'm not pushing for it to go away. But could you at least move it below the make trade link? It looks awkward the way it is." Dash S. Thanks. It. I don't get it. You know. I think it's fine. I don't think it looks awkward where it is. Do you think it looks awkward where it is?
Eh.
Let me look at it again. I'm going to go to read my messages. Well, that's fine. That looks totally fine. Maybe there shouldn't be a line break after write a message. Maybe those links should all be at the top. And I feel
there's something weird about if you have outstanding trade offers.
Is there?
I think that might be why it is where it is.
Send me a trade offer.
I'm not logged in.
Log in. Don't log in. Riff, send me a trade offer.
Okay.
Better be something good, or I'm not going to take it.
To Jick, offer one... bottle of whiskey.
Excuse me.
That was probably very loud.
Propose offer.
It doesn't look too bad. Proposer accept a trade, one pending, review well, recent events.
No, but it used to be. Like, it got moved to where it is now because of...
Because of... Oh, I see. Yeah, I don't know. Linguini Lad says, "Jick, you best start believing in an abomination. You're in one!" I don't even know what that means. Bobulu says... Since you're having CDM code up so many interface upgrades, I'd love to get a compact mode top bar that has all three dropdowns, menu, skills, items, side by side instead of clicking. Somebody had sent in a voicemail kind of asking for that, but the quality of the sound was too low to actually play it. P.S. I also seem to have two quests in my quest log for my nemesis, Me and My Nemesis, and a dark and dank and sinister quest.
Me and My Nemesis is the sort of... global quest, and Dark and Dank is the sub-quest within it.
Tiny Plastic Yar says, "Can you win more than one prize per day? Like a raffle prize?" No. Gabriel666 says, "Why are there no drinks that consist of two different boozes mixed rather than only garnishes and fruits only?" I don't know, man. Did you ever... Oh, man, I need to go home and have a nice, refreshing whiskey and vodka. That doesn't seem like it'd be good.
Yeah.
I mean, I could see you... Tequila and wine. Seems like it'd be pretty tasty. I'm just kidding.
A Long Island is good, but how would you... What would the interstitial steps be to get
gross.
There?
Gross. Grode. And Grode.
I mean, the swill is effectively a bunch of different...
Grover.
Boozes all mixed together.
Gross, Grosster.
Grover. Near. Barf. Near.
Somebody told me that Tony Danza became a high school teacher.
Okay.
I feel like he's really good at disciplining kids as long as their names are Samantha. I don't know if Tony Danza actually became a high school teacher or not. They might have been mixing him up with somebody else. I'm going to do a Wikipedia search for Tony Danza.
Are you now?
He's an actor. Huh. Okay. It was reported that he will star in a new A&E reality show, Teach, in which he will co-instruct a 10th grade English class.
Filled with nothing but girls named Samantha.
That'd be funny. Yeah, so that's not real. It's not a real thing. He didn't quit acting and become a... what you call it, teacher. I'm really sorry about the quality of my performance tonight.
You've lost all your motivation to not suck on the radio.
Yeah, suck on the radio. You can't say suck on the radio. Blargaga says, "Hey guys, this has been bugging me for a while. Where the hell does something is the somethiest thing in the world, and God bless it, but it's adjective as fuck thing come from?" It comes from the Tourette's guy.
Yeah, I don't think a lot of people know who the Tourette's guy is, though.
Well, then they need to find him.
He's on the internet.
He is.
I think it's probably faked.
You think?
Yeah, probably.
I heard he died.
That was probably faked, too. They probably just got tired of
doing it. He faked his own death.
Yeah.
He got so sick of his celebrity that he had to fake his own death so he could disappear.
Yeah.
Gleeb says, I just beat the new Mario and Luigi RPG. I really loved it. Playing as Bowser is way better than playing as baby Mario and Luigi.
I kind of agree.
Yeah. I remember not really caring. I beat the first Mario and Luigi, and then the second one I didn't really get into.
I beat both of them, but I definitely enjoyed the second one the least of the three.
I get a little tired of having to deal with jumping two guys at once.
What is the idea between Mario and Luigi?
It's this DS RPG. It's kind of the spiritual successor to the DS version of like Paper Mario and
The original Mario RPG.
But you're controlling a bunch of guys at the same time?
You're controlling Mario and Luigi at the same time, so there's some platforming where you're having to, like, one button makes Mario jump and one button makes Luigi jump, and then you keep having to, like, switch what the buttons do if you want to swing hammers or do, like, a spin jump, and that's kind of frustrating.
Huh.
Because they're, like, you're also, in this one, controlling Bowser on the top screen.
Huh.
And so the buttons that you might normally be able to use for secondary functions are actually buttons that switch you up to controlling Bowser.
Weird.
It's good. I kind of feel like the pacing of it is a little off. Like, I feel like just when I get used to doing something and I'm kind of getting into a rhythm, it totally changes things up on me. Do you get that sense, Riff?
Say that again?
It seems to add new things to do a little more quickly than I want them.
I don't think I got that feeling.
I mean, I guess later on, if it opens up... I feel like it has opened up a little bit now, right? There's a lot more places that I can go that I couldn't go before now that I can, like, get out of Bowser.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Are you shining a laser pointer into your eye?
Well, no, just near my eye. Reflecting it off my glasses.
I'm worried about blinding yourself.
What?
Are you shining it into your ears?
Yeah. Yeah. I've forgotten what we were talking about.
The pacing of Mario and Luigi. Bowser's inside story.
Yeah, no, I mean, yeah, once it opens up, I mean, you can spend a lot of time wandering around and looking for beans and stuff.
Oh, when you get the digging thing?
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty soon for me. I don't know. I like the way the special attacks work better. I like the fact that it actually explains all of the timing stuff to you.
Although the gap, like the time you get between when you have to push it to get an excellent and when it's too late and you've just flubbed the attack is so short.
Yeah, I mean, I don't care if I don't get an excellent on every hit, you know.
I'm using a badge that only charges when you get excellence.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
The badge thing was just introduced.
To you?
Yes.
I see.
Like, that's the thing. Like, I feel like the game keeps adding layers of complexity, and I understand, like, that's kind of the deal with games like this, right? But it's like, everyone... Like, maybe if it didn't take so long to explain everything, I would not feel like it was giving me too much shit. It's not that I find that I can't keep track of it. It's that I'm like, I wish that you had just let me play the game for a while. Like, I kind of feel like I have not actually been playing the game. It, like, the pace of Feature Edition is so high that it seems like I'm 6 hours into a tutorial. Because it keeps dropping new things in and explaining them to me. You know, but it's a fun tutorial.
Yeah.
Goldest says, plus monster level shirt in the next squeezable? Oh. Oh, no, another putt says, there should be a Mogwai familiar that turns evil if you adventure in the sea. That's pretty funny. No, it would just reproduce.
It would make more of them for you to sell in the
You'd have to feed it after midnight to turn it evil. That was such bullshit.
Yeah. Nonsensical.
Mega Man Rock says, I really like the new item of the month, and I'm sure I'm not the only one. However, I do have something I'd like to suggest. It's very similar to a cuttlefish. Cuttlefish is only 77k in the mall and is 150% whelp in the water. Can the rates for this item of the month be adjusted so that it can at least be equal to the cuttlefish, if not surpass a familiar worth less than 100k? Mr. A prices aside, I'd just like to see this familiar being used instead of shelved for a familiar that's been around for a while. Yeah, that was something that we weren't really paying attention to.
But I mean, it's also
we made the cuttlefish too.
The hair effect.
It does have the hair effect.
Which is pretty significant.
I think it is better. It is better than the cuttlefish for underwater stuff. But it's like, it's too similar to not be better. I think we made the cuttlefish too good.
It's possible.
You know, I think doing a, we could have just made the cuttlefish just an underwater whelp or just an underwater potato, mm-hmm. and probably should have. We can nerf it.
Yeah.
And when I did the cuttlefish, I was like, is this not stepping on a Mr. Store thing? And then it was like exactly like the cotton candy card.
But not as powerful or and didn't.
Well, not as powerful outside of water.
Right.
It was more powerful under the water.
Right. And didn't give you the drops.
But yeah, but nobody cares about that. Yeah, I really don't know. I really don't know how to approach that. Me being drunk only affected the lateness of the rollout, not the actual design of the thing. It had been done for a while. There were a lot of people talking about how, like, oh, he really fucked up because he was drunk when he made this familiar. I gotta stop telling people when I get drunk.
I think you would have to tell them when you're not drunk for it to be news.
No. That's not true. I spend a lot of time.
Dog bites man is not news.
Man bites dog is news.
Yeah.
I was about to say something, and I don't remember what it was.
You weren't drunk. Cuttlefish was too good. Mm-hmm. Was some testing for a couple days.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Something about your mom.
Why would I have been about to say something about my mom?
I don't know. I was trying to jog your memory.
Why are you thinking about my mom?
I'm always thinking about your mom.
You're a dick, hot stuff.
I have her phone number in my phone now.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Her cell phone number?
Yeah.
Did you get that at con?
I did.
That's cool. How'd you talk her into giving it to you?
I was like, hey, your hair's pretty.
Oh, yeah? That worked?
She called me, actually.
I see.
I don't know. I don't know where she got my number.
I gave it to her.
You're trying to set us up, and now you're giving me crap about it. I don't like your mojo.
Yeah, I changed my mind. I was drunk.
You were drunk.
Death Sausage says, neat new Eldritch familiar. Has it been added to the Doppelshifter list yet? No. I'll do it, though. A Penny says, how about adding something to make Mist/Moxie signs more competitive interesting?
Yeah, muscles a little too potent.
Is it?
Yeah.
Why is it so good? Is it because of the Bugbear Quest?
Bugbear Quest? Yeah, that's why.
Yeah.
That's why it's so great.
Is it? Because you can get those fairies that are elemental.
The being able to skip the whole Knoll area, basically.
I see. What about being able to skip the whole Knoll Gallagher? So you don't have to worry about getting hit in the face with super pretentious bits of watermelon. Skeev says, why is WoW better on PvP realms than on PvE? Well,
constant fear of getting pwned.
Yeah.
Constant annoyance about getting interrupted when you're trying to do anything.
The fear made the world real.
Yeah.
The fear created an atmosphere of... The fear created an atmosphere that made success more meaningful.
It is incredibly, incredibly satisfying to have some, like, to be doing something peaceful, have somebody come up and attack you, and then just own all over their ass.
That never happened to me.
Well,
I was terrible at PvP. I think maybe I had too many frames per second. You were able to win at PvP because you were playing at 4 frames per second.
It was only that bad when I was in, like, a raid.
Mm-hmm.
But that was pretty bad.
Or when you were spraying raid in someone's face. Asking man, or perhaps a skiing man with skiing misspelled, says, ever considered an anagram zone?
No.
On.
Yeah, see, no, I got the joke. It was not funny, so I did not laugh.
Zito says, "Will the crafting menu ever be able to show/make recipes using the still and the wok?" No. Goldest says, "How do pickpocket only items work? Do they have a flat rate of being pickpocketed? Is there some other kind of mechanic?" I believe they have a flat rate. There's something suddenly, that modifies it.
Which what?
We added something that increased the chance of pickpocketing stuff.
Yeah.
Was it the elvish sunglasses?
Yeah.
Was it?
No. Yeah.
No?
Yeah.
On?
No.
Hey, E. Hey, A. Hey, E. If E was a horse, and I was telling it where the hay was, it would be hey, E. But if I was talking to someone named A, and I just wanted to say hey to them, I would say hey, A. Like maybe I was calling you by your middle name, which is Faggy. You have a really faggy middle name, hot stuff. Just saying.
What?
Commie Bat says, "Scully really delivered on his promise for this month's item of the month. Thanks, Scully." Scully had anything to do with this month's item of the month.
No, he promised it would be underwhelming.
Oh.
It's
a good thing we were
able really
to come through.
A really unpopular item of the month.
I don't think it's going to be unpopular at all. I think a lot of people are going to buy them because it's cool.
Yeah, well, when they realize that it transforms into a giant soul-sucking
Gigabot.
Yeah, then everyone's going to be like, holy crap.
I am a drunk robot. Insert booze to continue. Alright, I'm going to get off the radio because this is fucking pointless. I'm terrible at this. I'm terrible at radio. I think I'm going to pop back to Graceland for the outro song. So I hope you guys don't mind. And we're going to leave you with Savin, and we're going to see you. I'm going to see you Monday, and these kids will see you again on Thursday.
Have a good weekend, everybody.
See you.
And the sun was beating on the soldiers by the side of the road. There was a bright light, a shattering of shop windows. The bomb in the baby carriage was wired to the radio. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to a song. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It was a dry wind, and it swept across the desert and curled into the circle of blue. And the dead sand falling on the children, the mothers and the fathers and the automatic earth. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo. The way we look to us all. Oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in a corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry. It's a turnaround jump
shot. It's everybody jump starts. Every generation throws a hero up the pop charts. Medicine is magical and magical is art. Think of the boy in the bubble and the baby with the babbling heart. And I believe these are days. Lasers in the jungle, lasers in the jungle somewhere. Staccato signals of constant information, a loose affiliation of millionaires and billionaires and babies. These are the days of miracle and wonder. This is the long distance call. The way the camera follows us in slow-mo, the way we look to us all, oh yeah. The way we look to a distant constellation that's dying in the corner of the sky. These are the days of miracle and wonder. And don't cry, baby, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry, don't cry.